And a very good, I guess it is good, Monday morning. Joe Beningo with you here on the Oh The Pain podcast. It is Monday. It is November 21st, 2022, just 3 days before my favorite holiday, the Thanksgiving holiday. And the Joe Beningo Oh The Pain podcast brought to you, of course, by DraftKings, by the Hackensack Brewing Company, by Anita Discount Tire. You know, there's brutal losses. There's disgraceful losses. There's all kinds of bad losses. This was a cruel loss. This was cruel, the way the Jets lost this football game yesterday, with basically a walk-off 80-something yard punt return for the game-winning touchdown for the Patriots with 5 seconds left. But the story of this game is not that. It really is not that. By the way, there was definitely a block in the back on the punt return as well, but that's what a surprise. They didn't call it. What a shot. Nevertheless, the story of this game is the absolute abysmal performance by the quarterback, Zach Wilson. Abysmal performance on the field, abysmal performance after the game in the locker room, abysmal, 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 as the Jets lose 10-3 to the freaking Patriots. 14 straight losses now to New England. Thank you very much, says Bill Belichick. What a disgrace. I just unbelievable. You know, this was the worst game I've ever seen a quarterback play when he didn't turn it over. I mean, can you believe that there was no turnovers in this football game yesterday? Now, there were easily three passes that Zach should have had picked off. One, where he airmailed, which he was doing all day, airmails it over the head of Tyler Conklin right into the hands of Devin McCourty, who drops it. I mean, you never see McCourty drop an interception. Well, he dropped this one. And there was a couple other, one, I forget who it was, where the ball kind of hit the ground. He dove for it, and it hit the ground. It was incomplete on a potential interception. One late in the game on a sideline pass where the corner broke on it but couldn't hold on to it. Now, Zach was brutal yesterday. I mean, just think about this. An NFL game, 2 yards of total offense for the Jets in the second half. They couldn't run the ball. Wilson couldn't throw the ball. I mean, this was a disgrace. A disgrace. Missing guys all over the place when he wasn't getting sacked and running for his life, as the offensive line did not play well yesterday. The injury to Nate Herbig was huge. They continue to have problems at right tackle. You know, Mike Mitchell, George Fant can't get back soon enough. They even brought in the guy that played for them last year who was in medical school or doing some kind of medical something in Montreal, DuVernay, whatever you say his last name, DuVernay Tardif, and hopefully maybe he'll be playing at some point soon because the offensive line was horrible in this football game. But Zach Wilson stunk. He was terrible. And I got to ask a question, whether he's airmailing, you know, screen passes, if you want to call that a screen pass, to Braxton Berrios, 10 feet over his head. He had another one like that to Denzel Mims. Denzel Mims also had a killer drop. Probably the best pass that Wilson threw in the entire game in the first quarter. He hits Denzel Mims in stride. Of course, Denzel's got to jump for a ball, like the old days with Johnny Lamb Jones, who used to jump for every pass, even when the ball was down by his feet. There was no need for Mims to jump for the ball. He does, and he drops it. And that would have been a big play early in the game. All day. That was the best throw he made. And, of course, Mims winds up dropping the ball. Mims did make a big catch later on for about 40 yards that actually set up the field goal, the only points of the day, the field goal for Greg Zuerlein, really on a badly underthrown ball again by Wilson. Mims came back and, to his credit, actually made the play on it. But this was an abysmal performance by the Jet quarterback and by the Jet offense. It stunk. They couldn't run. They couldn't do anything. Couldn't do anything. And the Patriots made mistakes in this game. Nick Folk, who never misses, missed 2 field goals in this game. I mentioned the drop interception, the ball right in the hands of Devin McCourty. And even on the final drive of the game, where the Jets are trying to drive 3-3 to win the game, however, with a field goal in regulation, on a third down, they get a miracle, a defensive holding penalty against the Patriots to give them a first down. In fact, I think the only 2 first downs they got in the second half were on penalties by the Patriots. Unbelievable. I just a horrible, 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 like I said, a cruel loss on a day where the defense continues to play phenomenal football. Six sacks again. They've actually sacked Mac Jones 12 times in the two games against New England and lost both of them. They sacked him six times in the first game, six times in this game. How about the fact, first time in the history of the Jet franchise, not even the sack exchange, where they've had five or more sacks in three consecutive games. Six each against New England, five against the Bills 2 weeks ago. Again, just a terrific performance by the defense. Six big sacks. It seemed like New England had the ball all day. They had to have like at least a 10-12 minute advantage on time of possession in this game. Seemed like they were constantly in Jet territory, and all they could get was 3 points. Like I said, Folk missed two field goals, but how many times when it looked like the Patriots were at least getting themselves into easy field goal range, the Jets came up with a huge sack against Mac Jones or a huge, you know, tackle for loss in the backfield. Now, the defense made some bad plays. They missed tackles. That one third and 16 play to Stevenson, whatever the hell his name is, the running back, where he ran through basically the whole Jet defense for the first down. But even with that, they made plays all day. They had two stops on fourth down. I mean, just the defense is an elite championship caliber defense, but the Jets have no quarterback. They have no quarterback. They have weapons on offense. Obviously, Garrett Wilson. Sure, they miss Breece Hall. Sure, they miss Elijah Vera Tucker. But still, two solid tight ends. Michael Carter, James Robinson. Nothing in this football game. Nothing. And Elijah Moore even caught a couple passes in this game. How about that? Stunning. And there was also one play right after the Mims drop in the first quarter where Moore's wide open and Zach underthrows him by 5 yards. I mean, he bounces the ball to him 5 yards short. This was a miserable performance by the quarterback. Miserable. The play calling stunk. You know, 2 weeks ago, I said it was one of the best coach games I've seen in basically forever by the Jets. And then this was as bad as it gets. There's no design runs for Wilson. He had that one run where he got out of the pocket and ran for a first down. Remember, they said he was short. The Jets challenged it. They won the challenge. He got the first down. But there's no design runs for Wilson at all. They never roll him out to get him out of the pocket to try and make a play. Never do you see that. There's no screen passes at all. You ever see a screen pass with the Jets? Ever? It's unbelievable. Even taking shots downfield. Now, maybe he doesn't have enough time to take a shot downfield. He did not one play with Mims for about 35 or 40 yards that set up the field goal, as we mentioned earlier. But they never take a shot down the field. Never. This was brutal. This was what a kick in the ass this game was. They had a chance to take over first place in the division, control the AFC East. Now they're in last place in the division, and right now they'd be out of the playoffs because the Bengals win yesterday over Pittsburgh. Remember, Cincinnati's got the tiebreaker on the Jets because they beat them earlier in the year, and now the Jets fall back to the in the hunt category as far as the playoffs are concerned. Now they can still get there. They got a lot of football to be played. They got 7 games left to play, but the schedule is not easy. They got to go to Buffalo. They got to go to Miami. They got to go to Minnesota. They got to go to Seattle. They got 3 relatively, you know, winnable home games. They got the Bears coming in this week. Justin Fields got banged up in the loss to Atlanta yesterday. But, I mean, that's a game they got to win. They got to beat the Bears this week. They got the Lions coming into to MetLife in a couple weeks. The Lions look like a different team. Beat the Giants yesterday. They won 3 games in a row now. So that's not going to be as easy as maybe it initially looked. And then they got the Jaguars on a Thursday night, the Thursday night before Christmas. I mean, these are games they got to win. And then they got to find a way to at least win another game to get to 10, because I think 10 will get them in. But who knows? You know, who knows in the AFC? So just a horrible loss. And let's get back to the quarterback again here. So he's brutal on the field. And then after the game, in a locker room, the reporters are asking him, do you think that you let the defense down in this game? And you know what Wilson says? No. He says, no. What? You stunk. How about him going out there and saying, hey, look, I was absolutely horrible today. I was brutal today. I stunk it up. I was basically shit today. Can I hear Wilson say that? Nah. He says, what does he say? Do you think you let the defense down? And what does he say? No, that's it. And then when they asked Robert Saleh, and this makes me crazy too. And then when they asked Robert Saleh, did he consider at all making a switch to go to Mike White? He says no. And then they ask him, are you considering maybe making a switch to give Mike White a shot, maybe start him against the Bears? He says no. Why not? Are we going to punt this season away? I mean, we're still sitting here at 6-4 with a legitimate chance to make the playoffs. And even though I doubt they could win the division now, it's still not out of the realm. They're only a game behind Miami and Buffalo, who they've beaten, you know, both of them so far this year. So they're far, and they got to play both of them yet. So they're far from out of it with the division. But I don't get why Robert Saleh refuses to give Mike White a shot. Why does this organization refuse? With Wilson playing so damn bad, are we going to punt this season away because the quarterback stinks? Because this clearly is a playoff roster, and this is a championship caliber defense. I mean, there's no doubt about it. This is one of, if this isn't the best defense in the NFL, well, it's on a very, very short list. 6 more sacks yesterday. I mean, just now the only thing they didn't do, and again, I was screaming this the whole game. I'm watching this game. You know, I was here, got Joey and Clark was here, Kenny was here, Scarbaggio, Tommy Keenan, we're all here watching the game. And I can, my wife, and I'm sitting here, said it all day. They're not gonna win this game if the defense doesn't take the ball away. If the defense doesn't force a turnover, they're not gonna win. And as good as the defense played yesterday, that's the one thing they did not do, force a turnover. Did not. They had a chance for a fumble. Juju Smith fumbled. And how the Jets didn't recover this is unbelievable. Carl Lawson had a shot at it. DJ Reed basically fell on the ball and didn't come up with it. It is unbelievable. As good as this defense is, it is unbelievable how this team, this defense, never recovers a fumble. Right? How many times this year have we seen the other team put the ball on the ground and the Jets can't come up with the fumble? Over and over and over again. And that happened yesterday. But the defense was terrific. I mean, you can't say enough about how good they are, really. The defensive line, it may be the best defensive line in football. It might be. Led by Quinnen Williams, who had another solid game yesterday. But for the quarterback to say that he didn't let, says no when he asked if he let the defense down and takes no accountability for his absolutely disgraceful performance, when the coach refuses to even consider making a switch to the backup quarterback, and what's it going to be like at MetLife coming Sunday when the Bears come in? If Wilson's out there stinking it up, throwing picks, throwing, you know, brutal incompletions where he's sailing the ball over guys' heads, bouncing passes to guys, you don't think the crowd is going to be screaming for Mike White? The chants are going to be louder and louder and louder. And I ask myself, why does this coaching staff, why does this organization refuse to give Mike White a shot? And the answer to me is very simple. I think it's obvious. Because they're afraid that Mike White is better than Zach Wilson. And then how do they justify picking him with the second pick in the draft? But nobody cares. Who cares? Do I care as a Jet fan? Does any Jet fan care who the quarterback of his football team is as long as we freaking win? Nobody cares. Give Mike White a shot. I would start him. I'd send a message to Zach this week if I'm Robert Saleh. Hey, you know what, Zach? You're going to sit and watch this week. We're going to give Mike White a shot. And just because they would do that, or just because you'd make a switch during the game like they probably should have done yesterday, doesn't mean you can't go back to Zach. Now, this was a disgrace yesterday. There's no other way to say it. The quarterback stunk. The offense stunk. The offensive line stunk. The coaches stunk. That's it. The special teams on the last play of the game stunk, although they were, you know, actually, I thought Braden Mann had a pretty good game punting. I mean, he punted only about 35 times in this game. You know, Zuerlein made the only kick he had to make. Actually, he made two because, remember, he made the field goal, And then there was a delay of game penalty on a field goal. He had to kick it again. It was initially a 40-yarder. He had to kick it again from 45, and thankfully made it again. But this was unbelievable how bad it was. All right, let me get my sponsors in here, and then we'll come back and we'll continue more on this. We'll get a little into a very rough day for the Giants yesterday, who kind of came crashing back down to earth as well with their loss to the Detroit Lions. All right, let's bring the sponsors in here. We'll start with our buddies at DraftKings. And you know the deal with DraftKings. DraftKings is like ruffle papers here. DraftKings is the official sports betting partner of the NFL, and it really is my go-to when betting on the NFL this holiday season. I've been hot. I've had a pretty good year, I'll tell you that, as far as in the picks so far. We'll see what I do tonight. I got the Cardinals getting 8 in Mexico City against the Niners. We'll see how that plays out. But right now, new customers can bet just $5 on any NFL team to win their game and get $150 in free bets if they do. Check this out. Right now, everyone can earn up to 100% boost. That's 100% boost with DraftKings stepped up same game parlays. Go to the DraftKings Sportsbook app, place a same game parlay, and combine multiple bets like which team will win, player props, point totals, and more. The more legs you add, the bigger the boost, the bigger your shot to win big. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use code OTHEPAIN. I had my Jet OTHEPAIN jersey on yesterday, and boy, was it apropos. That's, again, download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use code OTHEPAIN, O-H-T-H-E-P-A-I-N. Place a $5 bet on any NFL team to win and get $150 in free bets if they do. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code OTHEPAIN. Now, remember, if you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER. That's 1-800-426-2537. All right. Also, my buddies over at the Hackensack Brewing Company, and you know the deal. We talk about it all the time. We'll probably do our next live podcast sometime between Thanksgiving and Christmas. But go check out the Brewing Company. Located just 10 minutes off the George Washington Bridge, less than 30 seconds off Route 4 in Hackensack's beautiful Fairmont neighborhood. You can check out the tap room, which is open 4:30 to 10 Monday through Friday, 2 to 10 Saturday, 12 to 8 on Sundays, 78 Johnson Avenue in Hackensack. Tell them Beningo sent you while you're there. You can check out my OTHEPAIN beer. Have one of those. Raise one of those while you're at the Brewing Company. Go see Mike Jones' team. How about the Raiders yesterday for Jones? An overtime victory, 22-16 over the Denver Broncos as they finally get back on track. Raiders now 3-7 on the year. As they, like I said, they win that game in OT against Denver. But go see Mike Jones. Go see Herb. Go see TJ, Andre, everybody at the Hackensack Brewing Company. And again, we'll let you know when the next live podcast will be. Like I said, sometime between the Thanksgiving and Christmas holidays. Also, go check out Anita Discount Tire on Westwood Avenue in Rivervale, New Jersey. Go see my son Johnny. Go see Ari. Johnny happy. The Saints with a bounce-back win. Big game for Andy Dalton. I've been calling for his benching, but he came up with a big game yesterday, and they beat the defending champion Rams, who are just horrible. 27-20, final score of that game. The Rams now, what are they, 3-7 on the year now? Wow. You know, usually you don't see the team that won the Super Bowl the year before, you know, crash and burn the next year. But that's happening right now to the L.A. Rams. 3-7 on the season as they lose 27-20 yesterday to the Saints, who, you know, really stay right in the race in that lousy NFC South. They're a game and a half right now behind the Tampa Bay Bucs, who are 5-5 and had their bye yesterday. But go check out the Anita Tire. Again, it's in Rivervale, New Jersey, Westwood Avenue. Tell them Beningo sent you. All right, getting back to the Jets, a couple other things in this game yesterday. You know, again, and like I said, the official, I'm not putting the blame on the officials yesterday, but how much have I screamed about this, that one of the big issues with this franchise to ascend to the next level and to become a legitimate championship team, they have to end the stigma of being the Jets. And we saw it again yesterday. I mentioned on the game-winning punt return, There was clearly, in my mind, an illegal block on the, in the back against James Hardy at about the 15-yard line. They didn't call it. All right, I think the official said he was blocked from the side. I'll tell you right now, if that was Braxton Berrios returning that punt for a touchdown, there would have been an illegal block in the back on the Jets. You can write it down right now. And how about this play? Earlier in the game, I forget where it was. It was a third down and long, whatever. And Wilson is basically throwing the ball from his own goal line on third down. He gets, as after he releases the ball, he gets hit in the head. Somebody hits him in the head or hits him in the face mask, but basically hits him right across the helmet, okay? Where's the roughing the passer? You can't hit the quarterback in the helmet, right? You can't. Now, he didn't get knocked down, but you can't go up high and hit him in the head like that. You know, right across the helmet, right across the face mask. Where's the call? There was no call. And how many times have I screamed about this with the Jets? They never get a freaking call. I don't think Zach Wilson has gotten one roughing the passer call go his way all year. Not freaking one. And I'm not saying that's why they lost the game. That's not why. All right? The officials didn't cost them the game. The Patriots, even as I mentioned, the Patriots even got some penalties against them yesterday that in the final drive of the game for the Jets. They got a huge, on a third down, a third and forever, they got a huge defensive holding penalty on New England to keep the drive going. So there were calls that went against the Patriots in this game too. But they never get a call like that, the Jets. Never, never, never. Where was the roughing the passer call? Where was the flag, the personal foul on the Patriots on that play? Unbelievable. I've been screaming about this all year. The Jets, one of their big problems as they try to get to that next level. And, you know, Robert Saleh and the coaching staff and the whole organization got to start to be aware of the fact that they got to overcome being the Jets. And they haven't gotten to that level yet. And when you lose games like they lost yesterday to New England, I mean, you're never getting those calls if this crap continues. But I want to go back to the thing with Mike White. Why won't they give this kid a shot? And I'm telling you, I really believe the reason is they are afraid, they are scared, you know what, that this kid is better than Wilson. And let's be honest. That game Mike White had last year against Cincinnati, we have yet to see Zach Wilson in the now second year of his career have a game even close to that game that Mike White had against the team that eventually went to the Super Bowl from the AFC last year, the Cincinnati Bengals. Not even close. But they refused to put him in a game. They refused to give him a start. This is the week to give him a start. Send a message to Wilson. Hey, Zach, you're going to sit and watch this week, and maybe you'll wake up. Unbelievable. A brutal performance on the field by the quarterback, a brutal performance off the field as he takes no responsibility at all for his absolutely crap performance. Really, no other way to say it. Absolutely crap performance. And that is 6-4. Not out of it by any stretch. Not out of it with 7 games to go, like I said, but not an easy schedule. Not an easy schedule going forward at all. They got these 3 home games against the Bears, the Lions, and Jaguars. They need to win every one of those games, and then they got to find a way to at least win one more and get to 10. You probably might even have to get to 11 to get a win. The Chargers last night lost to give the Chiefs a credit for helping us last night as San Diego, L.A., wound up losing that game at the end to Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs. Unbelievable. If you saw the end of this game, man, oh, man, the Chargers take the lead with about 1:40 left, and Mahomes goes right down the field, and the Chiefs pull it out in the closing seconds on a Mahomes to Travis Kelce touchdown pass, and they win it 30-27. So the Chargers fall to 5-5. But just getting back to the Jets, though, unbelievable. This game was a kick in the gut. It really is. And this game could have really started a real, real downslide for the rest of the year. I don't think it's going to happen. They bounced back beautifully after they lost to the Patriots the last time and beat Buffalo. And they got to take care of business against the lousy Chicago Bears this week at home. And it looks like Justin Fields may not play in this game. Or at least he's banged up. I don't know what the story was. They got beat yesterday by Atlanta. 27-24. Fields, as I said, got banged up. We'll see what the deal is there. but just a horrendous loss by the Jets yesterday. And now 14 straight losses to the goddamn Patriots, to the damn evil empire. And this one, well, this is a game they should have won. To say they should have won this game, well, that's certainly an understatement. But they fall to 6-4 when they had a chance to take over the division, and they absolutely did not do it. Just unbelievably, unbelievable how brutal this loss was. All right. As far as the Giants yesterday, you know, I didn't play the Lions in my picks, but I really loved the Lions yesterday getting 3. You just had a feeling about the Giants yesterday. You just had a feeling that the Lions were going to win this game. The Lions came in and won 2 in a row. The Giants all year had not lost to any team that they should beat, that they probably should beat. Their only 2 losses were to the Cowboys, and how about Dallas yesterday? How much did I hit that one? You know, that Dallas was a 1.5 favorite in Minnesota, and you're looking at that line and you're saying, how could I not take the Vikings? Well, you see how, as Dallas beat them every which way, 40-3 yesterday. The Cowboys put a whipping on Minnesota. So much for their 7-game winning streak. So much for that win last week against Buffalo. Minnesota falls to 8-2, even though they're easily going to win their division. They got a 5-game lead in the loss column over both Detroit and the Packers. So they're winning the division. But what a beatdown by Dallas. And, of course, the Giants now go Thanksgiving Day. What a great Thanksgiving Day it is. The Giants go to Dallas for Thanksgiving in what's now a massive game for the Giants. And, of course, you got Buffalo-Detroit early. For the Jets, you got 2 games you're going to be watching. Buffalo-Detroit, the early game with a red-hot Lion team now. Of course, Buffalo beat Cleveland yesterday in Detroit because of the 8 feet of snow they had in Buffalo. Unbelievable. 31-23, they won that game. So Buffalo now goes to 7-3. So they'll be in Detroit to play the Lions in the early game. The afternoon game, the 4:25 game, you got the Giants and the Cowboys, a massive game in the NFC East. As both teams are tied right now at 7-3, but Dallas has a tiebreaker because they beat the Giants earlier in the year. And then at night, you got the Patriots going into Minnesota to play the Vikings. So a lot of interest in New York for those games coming up on Thanksgiving, no doubt. But getting back to the Giants, you just had a feeling that the Giants were ripe to get beat by a team they probably should have beaten. And it didn't happen yesterday. They couldn't run the ball. They held Barkley to just 22 yards rushing in this game, did Detroit. They had that huge turnover with the Giants leading 6-3 after a rushing touchdown by Jones, and they missed the extra point. Graham Gano missed the extra point. Giants led 6-3, and then Jones throws that pick to Aiden Hutchinson, which really turned the whole game around. Giants had a couple big turnovers in the game. But, you know, look, the Lions, give them credit. They're on a roll right now. And they're a team that scored a lot of points really all year and beat the Giants 31-18. So Giants are now 7-3, and the schedule's not easy. They still got 5 games in the division. They got 2 games left with Washington, who won again yesterday, beat Houston. First play of the game was an interception return for a touchdown. I called them the Redskins. The Commanders had an early 7-0 lead, went on to beat Houston 23-10. Giants got 2 games left with Washington, 2 games left with Philly, who survived yesterday against the Colts. Wound up pulling that game out 17-16 in Jeff Saturday's 2nd game now. He's 1-1 as head coach of the Colts. And then they got that game coming up on Thanksgiving Day with Dallas. So they got 5 division games yet to play. It's right in front of them for the Giants, but it's not easy. And they got to go to Minnesota to play the Vikings yet. They do play Indy, and maybe that game is not such an easy game now. So who knows how it's going to play out for the Giants, who are now sitting at 7-3. But it was not a good day for football in New York yesterday. And again, as I go off the air here, and don't forget to check me out later on. Well, you'll hear this tonight anyway, so I've already have done it. As later on today at 11:40, I'll do my spot with BT, Brandon Tierney, and Tiki Barber. But explain to me why Robert Saleh, why this organization is so steadfast on not giving Mike White a shot. Tell me that. Why wasn't Mike White in this game yesterday with Wilson struggling like he did, stinking it up like he did? And why won't they give him a start? Why won't they let him start a game and let's see what happens? And like I said, if Wilson stinks it up next week against the Bears, man, you are going to be hearing loud and clear the chance for Mike White at MetLife Stadium. All right. Everybody have a great Thanksgiving holiday. Have a great rest of your week. I'll talk to you on Friday. All the love.